This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that equal opportunities for every section of society, especially for the weakest and the marginalized section, is required to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. She was addressing the gathering after unveiling of the bust of former President K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Kerala today. Highlighting the contribution made by former President K.R. Narayanan, the president said, he left behind a legacy of integrity, compassion, and high democratic spirit. President Murmu said, Mr. Narayanan devoted his life to nation building and in shaping a more inclusive society. Election campaigning has gained momentum for the first phase in Bihar for the assembly election. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and senior BJP leaders are conversing in support of the NDA candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually engage in dialogue with workers of BJP NDA at around 6 p.m. this evening under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone for the sixth lane of Shantipura Khoraj GIDC road in Sanand, Ahmedabad. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present on this occasion. The sixth lane, having a total length of 28.8 kilometers, will include widening of service roads on both sides, 13 bridges and a six-lane high bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government's $8 billion US dollar package to rejuvenate country's shipbuilding and maritime ecosystem is not just a routine budget line, but a signal of ambition. Sharing an article posted by Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, the Prime Minister said the article explains how the growing and resilient industrial base with Make in India impetus and efforts to modernize ports have provided the country with a unique advantage. In a series of social media posts, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted how next generation GST reforms has given a boost to economic confidence of the country. He said that Indian auto exports have also hit a record of 3.4 lakh units in this financial year so far. The GST Budget Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Tripura. The new GST reforms are a major boost for Tripura's rural artisans, farmers and small-scale traders. Across various sectors, tax burdens have eased significantly, making local goods more affordable and competitive. In the handloom textile sector, GST on fabrics priced up to 2,500 rupees have moved from 12% to 5%, benefiting over 1 lakh weaving households. In the tea industry, the tax rate on packaged and instant tea has been reduced from 18% to 5%, lowering retail and export costs. In food processing, the GST on queen pineapple and fruit juices have been cut down from 12% to 5%, benefiting micro and small units. These reductions improve the cost competitiveness of the state's traditional crafts and agro products, helping people reach wider markets and secure higher earnings and energize Tripura's economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he will join the Asian summit virtually. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he has held a conversation with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and congratulated him on Malaysia assuming the Asian championship. Mr. Modi said that he held a conversation with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and congratulated him on Malaysia assuming the Asian chairmanship. The Prime Minister also conveyed his wishes for the success of upcoming summits and reaffirmed his commitment to further deepening of the Asian-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. India has been re-elected as Vice Chairperson of Conference of Parties Bureau to the International Convention Against Doping in Sport. This decision was taken during the 10th session of the COP10 held in Paris. In a statement, the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that during conference, India has facilitated provision of interactive boards displaying the journey of the Anti-Doping Convention. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.